What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, Tim?
Amazing.
We are feeling green in 2024. I know that doesn't rhyme, but it's okay. We have some going green, awesome environmental positive news stories. Before we get to that, we want you to like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about the positivity, give us a 5-star review, all that fun stuff, and we hope you're doing wonderful today. And we hope you're doing even more wonderful whenever you're finished listening to this podcast, because that is the goal. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
My very first positive news story of the day is coming out of a school district in this small town in Colorado. It's called West Grand School District, and they have to deal with temperatures that reach to about negative 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's just ridiculously cold. But they're using this town as a case study. They're trying to figure out if electric school buses work better and are more efficient than these diesel school buses. Figuring out how to be cleaner for the environment. And what they ended up finding out was great, JP. They realized that the electric buses not only were cheaper to run, but they worked just as well, if not better, during the wintertime during those frigid negative 30 degree temperatures. They realized that it's going to save them about 30 cents per mile on fuel. And we all know what diesel does to our environment. So by them switching this over here in this small town, eventually it goes nationwide. And now, instead of us driving using diesel to fill up our buses, we now have electric buses everywhere taking our kids to school. And we know that's a good thing on the planet Earth, because what are we trying to do here in 2024? Go green.
So buses are prime for electric transportation. Anything that's on a set route every single day where you can plan out and map it, all of those should be electric. Buses, trains, anything like that. Absolutely wonderful positive news story. You missed the part where dude built the bus, right?
Dude built the bus?
Oh, or maybe I thought we had the same positive news story. That's why I didn't do that one. The one I had, dude built the bus by hand. Gave it to them, then they were like, oh, this is awesome. So then they made more, and he was like, yeah, I got you. And he kept building the electric engines. Yeah.
Yeah, that is wild. What?
It's the Thomas dude, right? Or did I have a different positive news story?
I'm almost positive you have a different positive news story.
Oh, damn. I deleted it off our sheet, which is so many positive news stories right now. But yeah, I saw your electric bus when I was like, oh, I can just delete this one. The one I had, it was the same thing. They were trying to try electric buses. They didn't want to try them because they thought it was too expensive to buy them. You know, small, cold environment, school district. He was like, okay, I'll build one. They were like, oh, this works way better. And now they have all electric school buses. Kind of crazy.
Wild bonus positive news stories with the positive truth.
So speaking of building things, my first positive news story is about trees for the future. It's an ambitious African project. When I say African, the country of Africa. African project, and their goal is to plant trees and make a difference. They have planted 41,000 hectares, or 7 times the size of Manhattan, trees in the past 10 years. They were founded in 2015. The program has planted trees, millions of trees, from Senegal to Mali to Tanzania, all the way to Kenya. They're trying to create a Great Green Wall initiative and planting 8,000 kilometer wide barrier of vegetation to hold back the deserts that are encroaching across the region. Organizers say it's the largest natural structure on the planet, but still very much a work in progress. It has been a success on so many levels, but they're not stopping on that. They said by 2030, we're gonna keep going. We're gonna plant 1 billion trees. But also, while they're doing this, while they're planting the trees, they're focused on planting vegetation as well to feed families. So instead of everyone struggling to find expensive vegetables in the region, there's going to be these trees connected to gardens where communities can go and pick vegetables. Doing this has created 230,000 jobs across multiple countries in Africa. So not only is it cleaning up the planet, Not only is it planting trees, fighting back global warming, but it's giving people jobs and providing healthier living. Amazing. Wanted to talk about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Yeah, getting people jobs was a nice little bonus there. I had no idea that was going to come in there as a fact. So that's pretty awesome, man.
Love it. What do you have for your next positive news story, Tim?
Man, so I'm going to Dubai. Dubai actually has this company called Luda Biofuels, and it's producing biodiesels from using cooking oil, bringing sustainable transportation options to major oil-producing countries. So this is really cool, JP, because there's about, 550,000 liters of cooking oil that gets used and disposed of in Dubai each month, right? Last year alone, they were able to save and use it for biofuels, 770 tons of cooking oil they were able to grab, reuse as fuel, which is obviously way better for our environment. I love that this company decided to do this. I'm hoping that we can have more large companies like this in our world do something similar so we can quit wasting all of this stuff that's just terrible for our environment, JP. You already know what I'm about here on The Positive Truth. We're trying to stay green.
And recycle and save money in the short term and the long term for the future children's out there.
For the future children's.
Also for the future children's and the current listeners, we have our audio meditation. That's where we're going to pause before we do our last three positive news stories. Talk about one thing we're grateful for each. Because in the stresses of life, you often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for extended family. Whenever you become so close to your friends that you guys become family. We went to a couple birthday parties at friends that we just end up turning into families. We're able to go over and just enjoy the cookout. And they had a mechanical bull at one of the birthday parties that we went to. And Edna's never rode a mechanical bull before. Of course, Layla at 5 years old has never rode a mechanical bull. And let's just say they both rode it. They both got tossed off of it. And it was an amazing time. But shout out to the extended family.
Layla is the tallest 5-year-old in history. I'm just going to throw that out there. Also, yeah, Tim. She's funny. You suck for not getting on it.
Oh, I definitely got on it.
Oh, where's that video at?
I got tossed off so far. There's only one way to get onto the inflatable, and I definitely almost flew out of the little door to get in. It was hilarious. Edna got it on video too, cracking up, man, whenever we were watching it the next day.
What you're saying is you posted Edna's fail, but Edna did post your fail? Huh. So it sounds like you should be grateful for Edna.
Man, she sent it to all my family.
My she mom texted posted me on social day. Media. It's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, classic times.
I am grateful for Oklahoma weather because I feel like we always complain about it, but I have been wearing shorts. I feel like I wore shorts from April to December 24th. And then I've been wearing shorts most of this month. I had to mow my lawn in March. What is going on? It's like, and when I say mow my lawn, I did not mow my lawn. Wonderful. Never doing that again. Shout out to people doing that. But this is crazy because I'm like, it's March. This didn't happen whenever we were younger. And it's 80, it's 20 degrees Celsius, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm just like, it's just like great weather all the time. There's the temperature changes where you wake up and it's freezing and then just sweating by 2 hours later.
Yeah.
But hey, I'll take 9 months of sunshine any day of the week. Let me get my tan on all the time. And when I say get my tan on, I'm just talking about carrying stuff outside. But still, love the weather.
Yeah, this weather's bipolar, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
But it's great, Tim. It's also great. The TerraCycle Global Foundation, they celebrated a milestone, and I want to talk about it here on The Positive Truth. They have pulled 2 million pounds of waste from rivers, canals, and waterways. 2 million is a lot. They operate in Thailand, and they go through canals with this massive machine, and they pull out any debris, trash, any of that. They collect it, get it out of the canals, and then they recycle as much as they can, and the rest of it they try to turn into like cool beaded bracelets, Donate it to companies that are turning plastics into like cement. Donate it to companies that need it over here. They've been doing this for years. They pull out 2 million pounds of plastic. And their initiative has been so good that they were just committed to the Clinton Global Initiative, Commitment to Action, a project that prevents ocean waste. They said, y'all are doing so good on this canal cleanup. We're gonna take your ideas, get your advice for ocean cleanup. When you're doing such a good job that you get promoted to global initiatives, that's how you know you're doing good in the world. Want to give them a shout out here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Doing good is such an understatement. They're doing the best. Doing the best. There's not much more of a ceiling than cleaning out the ocean at this point.
I guess cleaning out the ocean's on Jupiter, but...
Nah, touche.
What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
Man, my last positive news story is huge. Huge, I tell you, JP. There is this solar panel plant, the Kadava Solar and Renewable Park, in a barren salt pan in India's state of Gujarat. I messed that up badly. I apologize.
But it's going to just so I can laugh.
Negative, Ghost Rider. So check this out. It aims to be 30 gigawatts, as much as the national grid of Switzerland. It'll sprawl out across an area of lifeless desert, five times the size of Paris, costing about $20 billion. And it'll generate enough power for 16 million Indian homes. This is wild, man. So the group, the Adani Group, they plan to invest about $100 billion into energy transition over the next decade, with 70% of the investments going towards clean energy, JP. I think this is amazing. It's wild to see that the whole world is on the same page. This is like the first time ever I can really like feel that way. We're all really trying to do our part right now to make sure that we have clean energy, and to find out they're building a solar panel park that big is just mind-blowing to me. I'm excited to see what happens over the next few years. So yeah, take that, world.
My favorite part of that story that I don't think you said, unless I wasn't listening because I was too busy laughing at you butchering the name, which is also why I didn't want to do that story, if I'm being fair. Almost all of that energy is going towards people that never had electricity before. So villages, families, where generations haven't had electricity in India, and that's just a massive breakthrough.
That's more than a breakthrough, JP, for sure.
And speaking of worldwide, the European Union, see, I shouldn't have made fun of you.
I know, yeah, you definitely should not have.
Saw a record drop in fossil fuel power last year, according to a new analysis. In 2023, coal generation fell by 20%, 26%, while gas generation fell by 15%. Along with record build-out of renewables and downturn in demand, wind power overtook natural gas for the first time ever in the European Union. And the decline in fossil fuels led to an unprecedented drop in emissions from gaining electricity, which fell by 19%. Now, for the first time, wind power supplies more electricity for Europe than either natural gas or coal. The European Union doing a great job out there. Lowering emissions, saving money, saving the planet, going green in 2024.
We want more. Couldn't think of anything else to rhyme.
I got you, man. I got you. Just old school 80s rap. You just say it and then I'll figure out something else. Speaking of that, do you have a quote?
Absolutely. Inspiration comes from within yourself. One has to be positive. When you're positive, good things happen. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.